playlist.
He's known for his percussive prowess as the drummer in Midnight Oil, with his ferocious playing driving the band's powerful sound. Rob Hurst has been drumming since he was a kid, wearing out the vinyl on his family's kitchen stools. Here he is in full flight with Midnight Oil. Oh, the power and the passion. Sometimes you got to take the hardest part. Since then, the drummer and songwriter has had a successful solo career in bands Ghost Riders and Backsliders. Now, he's teamed up with former Oil's bandmate Jim Mogini and Hamish Stewart for a second time on a new EP coming out this month. It's called 100 Years or More and tackles existential questions from the heart. Tonight, Rob Hurst is here on Nightlife with a playlist designed to convert you to a very different speed of music than his Midnight All days. Here he's to convince you of the merits of melodic pop, folk, and country music. Rob Hurst, welcome to Nightlife.
Thanks, James. Glad to be here.
Look, what is it about this style of music that really appeals to you?
Well, I don't know whether it's my age and stage, but I've increasingly gravitated towards beautiful music, usually love songs, sung by men and women in very high voices. There's lots of harmonies, stuff that touches the heart, stuff that talks about really important things, universal topics. So tonight I've selected a bunch of songs from different eras which kind of fall into those categories. I mean, as you mentioned, you know, the Midnight Oil was playing pretty tough music for the best part of 50 years, but all of us, and this applies to all bands as well, you know, all of us are pretty broad in our musical tastes, and there have been a lot of bands that have come and gone over those years which we've had obsessions about, and thought I'd just pick a couple of songs that fall into that melodic pop harmony genre which people may not associate with someone like myself, thrashing drums.
Yeah, it's certainly a different vibe than what people would be used to listening to you play. Have you always had an interest in wide variety of music, Rob?
Absolutely, yeah. And that goes for Jim and Martin and Pete from the band as well and all the other bands. You mentioned Ghost Riders, Backsliders, but we had The Break as well with Brian Ritchie playing bass when Pete was in his political period, and Jim's had countless bands, an Irish band. He's got a band called the Family Dog, which plays a variety of really interesting psychedelic rock music. I've been teaming up with a whole lot of collaborators over the years, everyone from my daughter Jay, who lives over there in Tennessee, but also Paul Green, Sean Sennett, Les Karski. I guess we're all just musically curious, and that hasn't changed. And I don't think it does change, you know, over the years. We're lucky enough in music, but I guess it goes for the arts generally. You know, you never stop. There's stuff circulating in the brain at night that keeps you up.
Well, let's get straight into the music now. Your first track is from Susanna Espy. She's kind of like, if you know, you know, sect of the Australian scene. What makes this song stand out for you?
So Susanna used to play with Backsliders when we used to go down and play in Melbourne. I mean, she's toured with a whole lot of different bands over the time, but she put out an album about 13 years ago called Sea of Lights, beautifully recorded by none other than guitar virtuoso singer-songwriter Jeff Lang. But also our dear friend Liz Stringer was on the album doing harmonies.
Oh, yeah.
Liz came out with Midnight Oil along with Leah Flanagan on our final tour with Midnight Oil, yeah, around Europe. So we got to know Liz really well. We really love her music as well. I see that Susanna is actually re-releasing Sea of Lights on vinyl. This first song on the album, I don't know what it is about it, but it regularly reduces me to tears. It's a beautiful love song and sung by one of the best.
Well, here on Nightlife on ABC Radio, Rob Hurst is with you for your music special this week. And the first track is here, Susanna Espy with Heart Beating.
I waken to find myself weeping. I dream of torrents of love, waterfalls. Torrents of love, waterfalls of pain, anything to feel my heart beat again, anything to feel my heart beat again.
Susanna Espy with Heart Beating here on ABC Radio on Nightlife. With you is Rob Hurst for your music special. Before our next track, Rob, take me back to when you first started drumming. How old were you when you had to, well, when you started to have a go on the kitchen stools?
I was seven. In fact, I got a pair of drumsticks. That was my birthday present when I turned seven.
So but your parents definitely knew that you were into the drums, that if you're getting drumsticks at seven.
Well, there were the shows that were arriving from the UK, late 50s. That's a long time ago. Late 50s, early 60s, there were British shows coming in. We just got a TV. We're living in Campbelltown, southwest of Sydney at the time. And my link with the outside world was watching very early versions of the Stones and the Beatles, Dave Clark Five, the Mersey Beats, Jerry and the Pacemakers, etc. And that was my first influence. I used to call it British beat music, and that really influenced the way I played, and that's all I ever really wanted to do.
Well, when you were in high school, you were looking for a singer. So obviously the music thing stuck with you from a very early age. How did you end up meeting Peter Garrett?
So we were in the last couple of years of high school, and I was still singing behind. We'd done a few gigs, myself and Jim and first bass player Andrew Bear James, but I was singing behind the kit, but clearly we needed a singer. So I put an ad in the Sydney Morning Herald for a singer, and a couple of people responded, including Pete Garrett, a couple of years older than us. And he was already starting an arts law course down in ANU in Canberra, and he drove up in his beaten-up old Peugeot 404 and sang a couple of songs, including Locomotive Breath by Jethro Tull and a couple of other songs. And we said, okay, when do we start?
What was it about his performance that made you think he was the guy for you two?
Had a very unique vocal back then. He sang way up the octave, more a falsetto, and striking looking, of course, always been. Yeah, and everything you want in a great frontman.
Yeah. So how long before you knew that you all had something special together?
Well, we didn't. We just joined the queue of those bands back then, and there were a lot, coming up at the same time in the wake of AC/DC, if you like. Mm. People like ourselves and Chisel, The Angels, Dragon, My Sex, Jimmy and the Boys, Mentals. There was a whole bunch of bands. But the great thing we had, of course, was a huge number of gigs we could play back then. And if you were lucky enough to record and put an album out, people paid roughly 30 good dollars for a cassette or vinyl, and then later on CDs. So we could make a living, and we could get better PAs and better light shows and bring production to the pubs. And so we just relentlessly played RSLs and pubs, developed the live thing. And by the time we went overseas, of course, I think that's why Australian bands were so strong in Europe and the United States back then, because we'd had this tough apprenticeship in the pubs and clubs of Australia.
Mm. Well, let's get to your second track now, because we've got quite a few to get through. What should we listen out in for this one?
Nature and Breaks, kind of a band that I didn't really register for many years. Went back to them recently, realised they were one of the most beautiful songwriting harmony bands ever. They had a couple of hits and continue to this day. Probably a better recorded band than a live band, I dare to say.
Mm-hmm.
Ollie Knights and Gail, the two lead vocalists, just their vocal blend is just beautiful. They came up at that time when there were a few bands like that. Elbow was another one, which I really loved at the time. Anyway, heard this song, thought that it perfectly fitted into this category we're doing today of beautiful harmony, pop, folk music.
Mm. All right, well, let's hear it. This is Tear and Breaks on ABC Radio with Above the Clouds.
And what will I know when I look up to the skies? When all is said and done,
Midnight Oil drummer Rob Hurst is with you for your music special tonight on Nightlife on ABC Radio. I'm James Findlay, and Rob is taking you through a conversion tonight. You're being converted to melodic pop, folk, and country music. Let's get straight into the third track, Rob, because, well, the next song is from Kenny Rogers. When did you first discover Kenny Rogers?
Well, I mean, Kenny Rogers was a big artist in the 60s and 70s.
Obviously. Hard to ignore.
Hard to ignore. And, of course, one of the songs that he made famous, he didn't write it, but his song Ruby, Don't Take Your Love to Town, was written by very well-known and very prolific Nashville songwriter called Mel Tillis. I commend you to go back and have a listen to Mel Tillis' version as well.
Yeah, right.
It was an age and stage back then where people put some pretty hardcore songs on commercial radio. I mean, they were much more adventurous back then. Everyone's so terrified now, you know.
Yeah.
By something.
Well, the content of this song is, well, not something you'd hear on the radio these days, I think.
I'm amazed if it would still be played. I mean, look at some of the lyrics. I mean, it's actually about, people think it's a Vietnam War veteran that Kenny's singing about, or a Korean War veteran. But in actual fact, I think it was a World War veteran that Mel Tillis interviewed, and true story about a fellow who was critically injured. He's in a wheelchair after serving, and his wife, Ruby, is cheating on him. He can't get out of the wheelchair. He's stuck there. He knows he hasn't got long to live. There's some lines in there about his retribution on her, if he could, about shooting her in the back, just stuff like that, imagine. But also, I mean, there's some lines like hard to love a man whose legs are bent and paralysed, and the wants and needs of a woman your age, Ruby, I realise. Now, I'm really young hearing this for the first time. I'm going, okay, so what are these wants and needs of a woman?
Something you were yet to realise.
Yeah, wasn't for a long time after. Maybe not still.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe you're still on that journey.
Yeah. Anyway, what I've realised recently is This is country pop songwriting at its absolute best. There's not really a chorus in this song. Johnny Cash did another amazing version of this. But it's just got the tagline, you know, Ruby, everyone knows it, don't take your love to town. But, you know, if you can be a songwriter and you can tell a complete story which can be interpreted in so many different ways and really get the mind spinning within about four or five just stanzas like that, I mean, that is superb songwriting.
Yeah.
Oh, amazing. Anyway.
There really is something in that. Do you think when you hear a song that could be interpreted in many ways, is that a goal that songwriters have, do you think?
I think that's the goal.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to be too prescriptive. You want people's imagination to take each person elsewhere.
Mm. Well, see what you take away from this one. This is Kenny Rogers, Ruby, Don't Take Your Love to Town on ABC Radio.
Don't take your love to town. She's leaving now, 'cause I just heard the slamming of the door. The way I know I've heard it slam 100 times before. And if I could move, I'd get my gun and put her in the ground. Don't take your love to town. For God's sakes, turn around.
You're on ABC Radio. This is Nightlife. I'm James Findlay, and with you for your music special tonight is Rob Hurst. And he's converting you to, well, the music of melodic pop, folk, and country music. We heard just that pretty descriptive song from Kenny Rogers there, and you've got another kind of sad story here in this one. You've chosen from Whispering Pines. You've mentioned it a little bit, but how important is it, do you think, for a song to tell a story?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Love storytelling. If you can get all the words in the right place and tell a story within the songwriting context rather than long prose, in other words, much briefer and to the point, that's a great art, and that's what songwriters are trying to do every day, you know. Certainly what I've tried to do with Jim Magini and the other collaborators I've been lucky enough to have over the years. But Whispering Pines, yeah, Richard Manuel, keyboard player for the band. Sadly, all the members of the band are no longer with us. Garth Hudson died not so long ago. Levon Helm was one of my huge drumming influences for many, many years. Beautiful singer, mandolin player, actually.
Well, what did you love about his drumming?
A beautiful drummer, like a traditional drummer, with drums with calfskin heads tuned really low, really warm, suited the band's music so well. Mm. Obviously, Robbie was the main songwriter, but without Levon's vocal, without Rick Danko's vocal, without Richard Manuel's vocal, they would have been nothing. I mean, without all of them together, monumentally talented. And I just wanted to shed a bit of light on this song, Whispering Pines, which is sung in that febrile falsetto by Richard, who most people didn't ever see. I mean, even in the last waltz, that Scorsese film when they were breaking up, well, actually they weren't breaking up, Robbie Robertson was breaking up the band to go and have a film career with Scorsese, but that's another story. And one of them killed the other members of the band, and they never really recovered. But in that film, you hardly even see Richard, you know, a beautiful piano player, and this song's so touching and, yeah,
well, let's get straight into it. This is the band with Whispering Pines.
Yeah.
It's Whispering Pines from the band on ABC Radio. This is Nightlife, and with you for your music special tonight is Rob Hurst, the drummer from Midnight Oil, but also has a lot of solo stuff himself. He's converting you to melodic pop and country music and folk tonight. Rob, a song about loneliness there. You've spent most of your career in bands. Are there still lonely moments in music, though, when you're in these bands?
Absolutely, because it's... What did my dear dad, my late dad, say about the war? Because he fought the Japanese in New Guinea. He said, like, you know, 99% complete boredom and 1% sheer terror.
You think that's what it's like being in a band?
In a way, yeah. I mean, that sounds a little bit histrionic or melodramatic, but a lot of it is just routine, getting from place to place, airports, trains, planes and automobiles, sound checks, meet and greets. You know, the great part is a couple of hours on stage and the rest is tedium mainly.
Which is interesting, really, given, you know, what a lot of musicians do the job for is being on that stage, right?
Yeah, well, that's the hook. That's the hook, isn't it? For some people, it never goes away. God, I mean, some folks are, some of the best players are still performing into their 80s and 90s. God bless them. Mm. And that only becomes tragic if they can no longer do it. But in some cases, they can do it even better than they could ever do it.
How has your drumming changed over the years?
I can hardly play the drums anymore. I've been a bit crook recently, so I'm back to brushes on a snare drum and a bit of percussion these days.
How's that been for you?
That's okay. I had a good 50, 60 years or whatever since the bar stools you mentioned in the kitchen. I was lucky the most. We had an international career and none of us take it for granted. Incredible times, but timing was a lot to do with it as well. We were so lucky. We didn't know at the time, but, you know, those bands that came up, I mentioned earlier in the late 70s, early 80s, you know, we were able to sell vinyl and CDs for a good amount and have a great living in Australia. And then if we were lucky enough, like our band, we were able to take that internationally for decades. So no complaints.
Well, let's get into the next track. This is quite a hugely cinematic track that we've got here by Mercury Rev. Why'd you pick this one for us?
Amazing. Yeah, cinematic. That's the right word there, James, because, you know, I think all of that amazing strings and keyboards that you hear, I think that's none other than Visconti, you know, who's the high priest of the Mellotron, string genius.
Uh-huh.
So him involved on this album from Deserter's Songs. It's all quite old now, but what an amazing track this is. Once again, as I said before, a lead singer singing very high and beautiful. Yeah, it's just still the original two members coming and going. This band's had so many different collaborators. They started off in Buffalo in New York as uni students and still making music as well. They did something more recently, though. I was a big fan in the 60s of Bobby Gentry and her kind of dark gothic pop that came out of southern US. And they did this thing called the Delta Suite Revisited about 6 years ago.
Okay.
And they got Lucinda Williams and Beth Horton and Nora Jones and other people to sing the parts that were originally sung by Bobby Gentry. And so they're moving around a lot. They're very curious. They started off really doing soundtracks. And this one sounds like a soundtrack to me as well. Actually, speaking of the band before, Levon Helm and Garth Hudson also contributed to this album. So there's lots of connections.
Yeah, sounds like it. Well, let's get into this one on ABC Radio. This is Nightlife. Rob Hurst is with you for your music special. And this is Mercury Rev.
The words that flow between friends, winding streams without end, I wanted you to see. But it can seem surprising. Yourself alone.
That's Mercury Rev. The Dark is Rising on ABC Radio. This is Nightlife, and with you for your music special is Rob Hurst, who's in a conversion for you. It's converting you to the merits of melodic pop, folk, and country music. A few tracks to go. Look, you recently sold your drum kit at a charity auction, Rob. How hard was that to part with?
Not too hard, surprisingly.
Why was that?
Well, that drum kit and I, you know, we've been around the world a million times and seen a lot of things, done a lot of things. We were close companions for many years, but eventually you've got to let it go. I realised I wouldn't be able to health-wise thrash a big rock and roll drum kit anymore. And there are a couple of charities close to our heart, including this one up in the Territory called Fix 'Em Up Truck. They take up, they take out from Darwin new guitar strings and drumsticks, new instruments to the music communities in the Northern Territory. Because, you know, all those communities have amazing music programs.
Yeah.
So I want to support that. Also, Support Act, you know, which you know about.
Yep.
Looks after musicians and crew and even managers, you know, that have had a rough time health-wise or whatever. So it was actually quite a pleasure to get rid of it, to lose it, but also a bit sad. Yeah, I was a bit wistful when they went out the door with the courier.
Yeah. Well, on to your next choice. What do you admire about Gene Clark, Rob?
This is another man saying beautifully. I mean, Gene Clark, obviously from the Byrds, major songwriter for those hits they had, 8 Miles High and Feel a Whole Lot Better in those songs in the 60s, and then he left the band at their peak and pursued a solo career. It's quite a tragic American story, really.
Yeah. Well, he died so young, really.
Terrible, terrible. A lot of drugs and grog. And signed to Asylum, David Geffen's label, with a huge advance. Got all the best musicians, Lee Sklar on bass, Russ Kunkel on drums, and created what they referred to at the time as godlike pop songs, which I agree with. This album, no other, there's a lot of songs I could have chosen. It wasn't promoted properly. It's like a lost masterpiece. This song, Strength of Strings, is like a bit of an epic, 6 or 7 minutes or something, but like a lot of songs at the time, you know, they go through all these kind of phases. But a very sad story from a monumental American talent.
And you're right, yeah, this goes for about 7 minutes, this Gene Clark track. But, you know, sometimes, you know, if there's a story to tell in a way that it needs to be, if it needs to be 7 minutes, it needs to be 7 minutes, right?
I agree. And about 50 years ago, there were a lot more of them than there are now.
Yeah. Well, here it is. This is Gene Clark with Strength of Strings from the album No Other. Clark with Strength of Strings from the album No Other here on ABC Radio. This is Nightlife. I'm Jane Svindlay and Rob Hurst is with you. He is your guest for the music feature this week well, let's try and convert you to the merits of melodic pop, folk and country music. Certainly got some incredible choices for you tonight. And Rob, you're ending with a Gorimal track.
The Amazing Gorimal. Yeah. Unique and irreplaceable Gorimal. I mean, there's been no one before or after with a voice like that, I think. And how lucky were we on the Macarada, this is Midnight Oil, and the Macarada album to actually, after Gorimal had passed, the Skinny Fish people kindly donated some music for that collaboration album because it was an album done in collaboration with some great Australian First Nations musicians. And they gave us the rights to use some music that Gorimal hadn't released, beautiful song that Jim had worked up called Change the Date, where it goes out on it, the whole track dissolves into the Gurumul track, and it, once again, another track that kind of reduces me to tears because of the beauty of his singing.
Well, let's end on this one. This is Gurumul. This is Waitharal. Rob Hurst is with you for your music special tonight. He's been converting you to the merits of melodic pop, folk and country music, and what a journey we've been on. Rob, it has been such a privilege and a pleasure to be with you for the last hour. Thank you so much. I've certainly learned some things tonight that I'm glad that I know now, and look, I'm sure there'll be plenty of listeners now who will be able to appreciate these genres a bit more as well.
Thanks so much, James. It's been a pleasure.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.